Occupational Health and Safety. Occupational Health and Safety, OHS, is a set of rules and provisions concerned with creating working conditions that do not endanger the life and health of workers. Basic OHS requirements are described in Chapter 10 of Polish Labor Code, the Regulation on General Occupational Health and Safety Provisions, Journal of Law of 1997, number 129, item 844 as amended, Polish standards and other regulations. The National Labor Inspectorate, PIP, supervises the compliance with OHS rules and provisions. Construction industry is particularly prone to a high number of accidents and hazards due to the nature of construction works, performed usually outdoors, in unfavorable weather conditions, with constantly changing working positions at heights or in trenches. These conditions make it difficult or even impossible to use protective equipment which ensures safe and ergonomic working conditions that are normally used for permanent working positions. OHS on a construction site has several dimensions: social and living conditions, appropriate protective clothing, etc., legal, provisions of law concerning OHS requirements, technical and organizational, completing tasks in accordance with appropriate technical documentation, organizational rules, and technical conditions. All participants of the construction process are responsible for compliance with OHS rules, including the investor, site inspector, designer, and site manager. This concerns especially the site manager and his subordinates, project managers, site engineers, master workmen, and foremen, who are responsible for organizing and performing works in a safe manner and for providing resources, materials, equipment, tools to individual working positions. The site manager is obligated to prepare a safety and health protection plan, BIOZ, before the construction starts. The plan should specify characteristics of the constructed object, hazards that may occur during the construction, and conditions for performing construction works. The regulation of the Minister of Infrastructure of the 6th of February 2003, Journal of Law, number 47, item 401. Construction workers should be familiar with the plan and should comply with its recommendations. For example, workers should be provided with proper protective clothing, boots, gloves, and personal protective equipment, goggles, dust masks, ear plugs and ear defenders, respirator masks, safety harnesses against falling from a height, helmets. Failure to use proper personal protective equipment, a lack of appropriate OHS training, or failure to comply with OHS rules and provisions by employers and their employees leads to a heightened risk of accidents at work. OHS rules apply not only to construction workers, but to all persons present at a construction site. Visitors and inspectors should also wear protective helmets. There are specific separate OHS provisions for all types of construction works, including the following: earth-moving works, digging, masonry and plastering works, reinforcement works, concrete works and reinforced concrete works, electric works on a construction site, scaffolding works, works at heights.